Okay, we're in Parakeh and Hilchos Gerushin, and we're dealing with situations of transference of the get from the Baal to his wife. Situations that emerge that question or necessarily affect the transaction in a negative outcome or potentially. So let's talk about the Lachiyud Aleph. So the Rambam says in this case, Haisa Omedes Al Gaga. So let's say she's standing on her roof, Vizarkula, right, and her husband throws her the get, the nafal begag acher. And what happens? The get falls on a different roof. Samuch lo, okay, near him, okay? Excuse me, near the roof. Im yuchola lifshon yada. Now, as long as she can extend her hand out to that other roof, vitlitlo, and grab the get, arezim migareshes. Then it's considered a good gerishim. She'afal pi shediyurin chalukin amayla, okay? Because even though when we look at these areas, we say they're divided above, meaning above that, as they're divided below, k'shem shan chaluk l'mata, ein b'nei adam makpina makam kiyotze bazet. At the end of the day, a person wouldn't be so concerned about somebody grabbing something from their roof, meaning that if something fell on your roof, and let's say your roof was next to someone else's roof, the person wouldn't be bothered by, I wouldn't be bothered if someone came along to take that object off my roof. The equivalent would be, for instance, let's say like you were playing with a ball and the ball ended up on your neighbor's roof. Your neighbor's not makbid on that makom. So that's why if she took it from the roof next door, it'd still be a good garrison. Now, lucky bays. Now, haisa yada katafres, okay? Let's say her hand is kind of at an angle. Okay, her arm's like put down at an angle. Vizara ka get al yada v'nafalaretz. And he throws a get to her hand and it kind of hits her arm and stumble and falls to the ground. Im nafalasokhar ba'amo shalah v'nach harezu migreshes. As long as the get falls within her personal space of four amos, right, as long as it lands in that, let's say, square around her, that's considered a good gerushim. Now, nafal l'socha yam l'socha eish ain't a migreshes, okay? But let's say the get ended up falling, in other words, it hit her arm, and then from her arm tumbled into the ocean, then it will be good gerushim. V'hu shahayso medes agabe amayim o samach leish shem mitchilas nefilaso l'ibud haya omen. And of course, the situation is she's standing next to, let's say, the ocean in this case. We'd say that it's coming down, meaning after it hit her arm, it was never going to be knocked on the ground in her arm almost. It was always going to go ahead and be destroyed. So we never define this thing as being knocked, even though it hit her arm, even though it hit her arm before hitting the ocean. Halachi Gimel, Zarkula B'shush Rabim, or B'shush Eino Shoshneim. So let's say he throws a get to his wife, and he throws it to her in a public domain or an area that doesn't belong to either of them. Now, karov lo, ain't a migreshes. Let's say the husband and the wife are standing in the rishus rab, okay, and he throws the get. If the get ends up being closer to him, okay, it's not considered a good gerushin. Haya get mechza v'mechza, umi mechza v'mechza achia karov lo. Now, let's say the get lands at the 50% point, or is halfway equidistant between the two, or closer to her. I raise you suffic migreshes. That's a suffic divorce. Haya karov lo, okay, now let's say it's closer to her, Kidei shetashuach v'titlanu, right? To the point where she's able to bend over and pick it up. Hareza puzzle. That's actually considered puzzle. Remember, this is Durabana. Ad shiagia get liyada, until the get goes into her hands. V'akrachach tinasebo l'chachila. And then we can say, after she picks up the get, she was all along able to get married. But it is a puzzle get. Again, Durabana. Duraisa, it's fine. Durabana, it's puzzle. Now, halach yudal, kitzahu karavla. What does it mean close to him? What does it actually mean? Hayahu yachol l'shamro, v'yanayachol l'shamro, okay, zeh, hu karav lo. So basically what the Rambam is saying is that what does karav here mean? It doesn't actually mean necessarily distance-wise, but more that it's close enough to him that he could protect the get where she can't, okay? Now, shneim yachol l'shamro, o shneim ein yachol l'shamro, but let's say two of them are able to protect it equally or neither of them are able to protect the get, meaning they're so far apart from each other that neither of them could get to the get to protect it. Zehu mechsa l'mechsa. That's what it means, equidistant. So equidistant here in this instance usually would mean literally equidistant. Here it just means the qualification of this is basically either both of them can shomer it or neither of them can guard the get. Okay, lakatesvav. Now bohu tchila the amad. Okay, now let's say he comes to a place and he stands there. The akrakach amda. Okay, and then she comes and stands right opposite him. Kenegdo, Vizarkula. And what does he do? He throws the get to her. So basically, she's in his personal space. Imhaya get besochar v'amos shelo. If the get is within four amos of him, in his personal space, and a migreshes. Even if she's able to bend down and pick it up, it still won't be good because it's not out of his arbamas. Now, let's say she got there first. Uba, who he came, the Amma connected, he stands opposite her, Vizarkala, and throws it to her. Afapishu Mexa Mexa, even if it ends up being, let's say, close to him and close to her, right? Ho Vahubusok Arba Amos Shala, since he's in her Arba Amos, her is a puzzle. It's considered puzzle midrabanan, ad shiagia get liadan. So the get gets into her hands. Okay, Lachata Zayin, Zarka get liada. Let's say he throws a get to her hand. Vaya kasher b'meshicha, okay, and it's he attached a string or a rope to the get uksasa meshicha biyado, and a little bit of that thread of that rope is in his hand. Im yachol lenasko ulavio etzlo, if he could tug the rope back and pull the get back into his hand, ain't a megareshes, right? Adshe tifsaka meshicha, the divorce would not be good until the rope snaps. Meimeno yachol lenasko, but let's say he couldn't pull the get from her hand. With the rope, harezu megreshes, then it's considered as if it's in her hand, and the gerishin is a good gerishin. Okay, lachi at zayin, nasan get biyat avda, okay, changing a little bit here. Let's say he gives the get into the hand of her eved, okay, and assuming in this case, again, she owns this eved, v'hu nar v'hi mishmarto. So it's a situation where he is, let's say tied up, and she's keeping an eye on him, okay? Imaya kafus, okay, hare ze get. So again, in this situation, if he's awake, this is considered a good get, right? So the Eved, since he's bound and being watched, right, and he's awake, it's considered as if he threw it to her chatzer. She umedes betzida, like a case of a chatzer standing by its side. So just like we saw before, if she's standing by the side of her chatzer, that's considered enough of a kinyan, so to speak, that she was mekabel the get. So to hear by the Eved, v'meno kafus, but if he's not awake, ain't a get, then it won't be good. Now, nasnu biyad ha'eved, okay, let's say he places the get in the hand of the eved, v'hu yashan, he's sleeping, v'imishmarto, and she's keeping an eye on him, areza apostle. This is apostle midrabanan, v'imei ha'kafas, areza migreshes. But if he's awake, then it would be considered a good gerish. And finally, lach yuches, kas of get, let's say he wrote a get, v'nasnu biyad avdo, and now he gives it to his servants, okay, v'kas of lashtar, matana alav, and then he added to that, he basically gave her the Eved as a gift, okay? So he writes the get, puts it in the hand of the Eved, and then gives her the Eved as a gift. Since she was able to, since she basically accepts the Eved, she's accepting the get as well, the divorce would be good if he was awake. Right? Let's say he's not awake and tied down. So then, Kansa Eved, she ended up buying the Eved, the Enim Agreshes, but she didn't actually, so to speak, acquire the get, until the get comes into her hand. V'chein, imnasan ha-get b'chatzero, let's say he put the get in his chatzer, u'machar la ha-chatzer, and then let's say he sold the chatzer, o nasala, kevan she-kansa ha-chatzer, after she went ahead and purchased the chatzer, b'shtar b'kesef, v'b'chazaka n'iskarsha. In that situation, through the purchase of the chatzer, since the get was in the chatzer, that's considered a good gerishim. Okay, that ends Perek A. Perek Vav is going to take up the issue of shlichus. Okay, as we saw before, way back in Perek Aleph, we know that a shaliach is able to be used in the get transaction. Okay, what we're going to deal with here is we're going to deal with three kinds of shlichim. We're going to deal with what's called the shliach kabbalah. That's a shaliach who's appointed by the woman to accept the get. We're going to have a shliach holacha, right? That's the and you'll see the explanation for this, but that's the shliach appointed to take the get, okay? And then there's the shliach hava, okay, which we'll see in a second, also is to bring the get. You'll see what that is soon. So shliach she'ose ha'isha l'kabal agita miad baila hu anikra shliach kabbalah. So the shliach that the woman appoints to accept the get from the hand of her baal, that's known as a shliach kabbalah, okay? That's the shliach who's functioning like her hand, so to speak. Umishiagia get liyado, so once the get hits the shaliach's hand, tisgarish gili giliyada, it's no different as if the get got into her hand. However, utsricha la soso bishnei edim. But this appointing of the shaliach kabbalah must take place in front of witnesses. Utsricha shnei edim, and you need these two witnesses, sheidu shehigia get liyad shlucha. And so too, witnesses must be present to say that the get got into her hands, similar to like Eidei Mesira. The Afiluhim and Rishonim, right? And it could be the same set of witnesses. It could be the same witnesses who witnessed the woman appointing Shaliach Kabbalah. Could be the same witnesses who watch the actual transaction of the get going into the hand of the Shaliach. That'd be fine. The Afiluhim and Rishonim. O Echa min Rishonim. The Acher Arezo Eidei Gemura. And even if it's only one of the witnesses, okay, it doesn't matter. That would be considered a good Eidus. Now, all this works, but med devar amurim, v'sha'abad get or nikra. So this is only, this requirement is in place because of the case of, let's say, get was lost. However, aval imhaya get yotzemitacha sidei shliach ha-kabbalah in its archeidim. But if the get is in the possession of shliach kabbalah, right, as long as it's staying there, then you don't require eidim. Bein shenim shalo be'eidim, men shenaslo baal, beino lebeino, yitziyaso mitachas yado, kitziyaso mitachas yadisha. It doesn't matter if it's given to the shliach in front of Eidim or not, whether he did it privately. Once it leaves his rishus and it goes to the shliach, it's as if, it's in his wife's hands. But nonetheless, you shouldn't really do this at the outset, all right, to do it in such a way. You should still rely on Eidim Mesira. That's the better way to do it, even though technically speaking, by the shliach kabbalah, it won't be necessary. Now, now the Baal cannot appoint a shliach kabbalah, but he can appoint a shliach to deliver the get. Like he can appoint like a UPS shliach. That's called the shliach halacha. So again, it's important to emphasize a shliach kabbalah is a shliach appointed by the wife to accept the get. The shliach halacha is a shliach appointed by the Baal to deliver the get. Halacha dalet. V'chein isha shalacha shliach lahabila gita miyad baila. She could also appoint a shliach to get from her husband. Okay, v'zeu nikra shliach hava. Okay, and that's considered a shliach hava. Again, it doesn't mean that she's appointing the get the shliach to be the receiver of the get. It means that she's appointing the shliach to pick up the get for her. But then the get would have to be given into her hands for it to be good. So just to make sure we're all on the same page, because it's going to come up again. Shliach Kabbalah is appointed by the woman to receive the get on her behalf. Shliach Hava is appointed by the woman to go pick up the get from the husband. Shliach Halacha is a shliach appointed by the husband to deliver the get to his wife. Vein shliach Halacha v'hava tzarach eidim. You don't need witnesses you don't need people to witness the appointing of the shliach Halacha or the shliach Hava. Okay, Halacha, hey. Ve'ena isha miskareshes beget sheshalach habal. So the woman would not be divorced by any get that he sends through, let's say, a shliach hava, until the get gets into her hand. Shliach hava is not good enough. So whenever the word shliach is used without the modifier of halacha, hava, etc., when it just says the word shliach, what does that mean? Who shliach halacha or shliach hava? So that's referring to either the shliach who's picking the get up from the husband, or the shliach that was sent by the husband to her, but if not referring to the shliach kabbalah. So whenever it says the word shliach, that's coming to exclude the shliach kabbalah. Okay. Halach avav, hakol kshein l'shlichus haget. Anyone can go ahead and function as a shliach for a get, bein l'shliach kabbalah, bein l'shliach halacha. Doesn't matter if it's the vahava, doesn't matter if it's the kabbalah or the other ones, the delivery sending. Chutz min hachamisha, except for the five, which we know already. Hanakri, right, the non-Jew, the Eved, the servant, the Acheres, someone who's deaf-mute, Shota, mentally incompetent, and Vihakata, someone under the age of adult. Then Kibol, Hebi, Echamen, get, eno get. And if any one of them goes ahead and is Mekabel, the get, or if they function as a Shliach Kabbalah or as a Hava or Halacha, the get's not a get. Okay, so if you engage in one of these, if you appoint one of these Shlichim, it would be considered, the get would never get off the ground, so to speak. Halacha Zayin, Avah Hanashim V'Hakrovim Kshirim. So women and relatives of the Baal and the woman are permitted to be shlichim. V'Afilu Hapsulu V'Divrei Sofrim Ba'Avera Kshirim L'Shlichus Get. Even Edom, who are pasul for Edus Midarabana, because of certain sins they did, okay? They're still kasher for Shlichus Get. Aval Hapsulu V'Avera V'Divrei Torah. But let's say they are disqualified from being Edom because of a daraisa, of a sinic, of an issa daraisa they did, meaning it's a daraisa source for it, psulin lahavas a get. Then they cannot deliver the get from the husband to her. Vim heviu, and if they do this, hareza pasul. Now, b'med v'amamurim, all that what he just said before in this halacha zayin only applies when shenisgayim a get b'chosma. It's only a situation where we know who signed the get. Avim lo nismachbo. Okay, let's say we don't know. Okay, el al divrei psul ba'avira min haTorah en a get. But if we, what do you call, relying only on the words of this person, right, who says that, what do you call it, who we know, if we're, in other words, if we're relying on oral testimony from someone in a situation where it's an Avera Midaraisa, then it's not a get at all. So in the case above, if it's an Avera Midivrei Torah, it's Pasul, okay, by Hava. But if it's a situation where we don't recognize the signatures on the get, then it would be considered not a get at all. Okay, halacha ches. Haya shaliach katan. Now let's take the case of the katan. Kishan nasan lo a get. Okay, so let's say you give, this is always a great case, right before the kid's bar mitzvah, give him a get. The gadol kasheviyo. And when he actually brings it to her, he gets bar mitzvah on the way. Cheresh v'nispakeach, or a situation where a deaf mute recovered, so to speak. Shota v'nishtafa, same thing by shota, someone mentally incompetent, gained back his senses. Nachar v'nisgayer, a non-Jew who became a Jew, Eved v'nishtacher, the case of an Eved who was freed. All these cases are raised a battle. It's because when he gave it to, when he gave the get to them, they weren't roy to be a shliach. Of course, in the reverses, aval im nasan lo a get v'hu pikeach, let's say you give the shliach the get and he's of sound mind, v'nischaresh, becomes a deaf mute, v'chazar v'nispakeach, and then comes back again and is cured. So at the time you gave him the get, he was of sound mind, then he became a deaf mute, then he became back to sound mind again. Haya shafoi kishanasano get, v'nishtate, v'chazar v'nishtafe, same to the case of a shote. He was mentally competent when he gave him the get, then he became a shote, then he went back to becoming mentally incompetent again. Excuse me, back to being mentally competent again. Kishahevi get the adisha, when the hova is completed, harizah get kasha. Why? So since at the outset, at the appointing of the shliach, as well as at the time of the actual transaction, so to speak, in both situations, the person was in a state to be a shliach, that's why we say the get is kasher. Okay, halacha tes. Ha'isha she'as shliach be'edim. Let's say a woman goes ahead and appoints a shliach in front of witnesses. The amra lo, tuli giti. Okay, and she says to him, okay, says to the shliach, go ahead and take my get, v'yehei b'yadecha. And it should basically be stored by you. Okay, so she says to shliach in front of witnesses, get my get, take it for me, and keep it in your house. Hareza shliach kabbalah. That's considered a shliach kabbalah. Uki'ilu amrlo hiskabel giti. It's no different than her saying to him, receive the get on my behalf. So if she says, take my get and store it in your house, that's considered a star, a shliach kabbalah. V'yesh la'isha, la'asol shliach kabbalah, l'kabel l'gita, miyashtuchol shabailah. And a woman's allowed to go ahead and appoint the shliach kabbalah to receive the get from, let's say, shliach hava. Ukatana ena osa shliach kabbalah. However, let's say a woman who, when she's married, is below the age of adults. Okay, so she is what it called. She cannot create a shliach kabbalah. Afal pisha chatzera konala gita kigdola. Even though if she owned the chatzer, right, it could be konala like a get for an a woman over age. Why may she shliach kabbalah tzarach edim? Because shliach kabbalah require witnesses, ve'ein ma'idin ala katan she'ino ben das gemura, and they cannot testify on the appointing of a shliach, right, in a situation where he has no das gemura, right, because a katan is considered someone who lacks a complete mental competence, for lack of a better term. Okay, lacha yud, aisha she'as shliach kabbalah. Let's say she goes ahead and she appoints a shliach kabbalah. Now, v'amalo habal, the baal now says to the shaliach, "Ein ritzoni shetakabel lagita." He says, "I don't like this. I don't like you. I don't think you should be the one that that should be the receiver of the get." Elahareza gita holach osala. Rather, what he says to this the shaliach is, "You know what? Here's the get. Bring it to her." What he's basically done is that he's now converted the shaliach into a shaliach halacha. Well, guess what? Harishus biyada baal. He's allowed to do such a thing. The Baal can negate the Shliach Kabbalah and redesignate him as if for a different Shlichus. Then Rishus Biyad Baal, v'nazazeh Shliach Halacha, lo Shliach Kabbalah. He has the right to do that. However, aval im amar lo, but let's say he says to Shliach Kabbalah, his Kabbalah Gita, receive the get for her. Oh, Zahala, or here it is. Oh, halach, right? Or he says, what do you call, acquire it for her, lo akar shliach kabbalah. Then he has not undermined the shliach kabbalah status. Aval im amar lo holech la, but let's say he says to her, he says to the shliach, bring it to her, akar shliach kabbalah. Then he actually undermines the status of shliach kabbalah, v'nasa shliach kabbalah, and this shliach becomes shliach kabbalah. V'chein as well, im amar lo, if he says to him, holech v'tenla, if he says to her, take it, bring it and give it to her, akar shliach kabbalah. In that situation also, he undermines the, what it called, the shliach kabbalah status. Okay, halach yid aleph, shliach ha'isha sheba litol get min abal. Now let's say the shliach appointed by the woman comes to take the get from the husband. V'amr lo shliach kabbalah ani. And he says to her, he says to him, I am the shliach kabbalah. V'amr lo habal, right, the baal says to him, helach get zeh kamosh amra, right? He says, bring the get in the way that she appointed you, okay? In other words, bring the get. That's the first half of the statement. The second of it is, like she appointed you to do. Kolomar, what he's basically saying is, eini okesh lichusa. I am not undermining, I'm not revoking your status as a shliach kabbalah. Ela bein she'asa osach shliach kabbalah o shliach hava, hari at kamosh amra. What he's really saying is that, I don't know if she appointed you to be a shliach kabbalah or a shliach hava. Whatever she said, you remain in that capacity, okay? The havi is a get, and what happens? The shliach brings a get to her. V'amr lo, and she says to the shliach, lo samtich elo shliach hava. And she says to him, I didn't make you shliach kabbalah, I made you into shliach hava. Afilu higia get liyada, even if the get actually got to her hands, in a megareshes. Why? Shere akra shliach shlichus, because the shliach status of shliach was upended. She'amra hi, right, that she had appointed him for. V'amr labal me'olam lo nasi shliach hava Allah. And it's as if, basically, the shliach told the baal, I was never appointed to ever be a shliach hava. So this miscommunication in appointments leads to the get not being a good get. However, in Halacha Yud Beis, Amar HaShliach, the baal, shliach hava ani, the shliach says to the husband, I am a shliach hava. The Amar lo baal, the baal says to shliach hava, Halach, right, says, what do you call, bring the get, kamosha amra, like she said. Vehavi as a get, she brings the get to him. Excuse me, he brings the get to her. Vamra lo, and she says to Shaliach, Shliach Kabbalah Satich, I made you into Shliach Kabbalah, okay? Kevan Shegiya get Yata, since the get got into her hand, Migureshes, it's a good garrison. Sharelo Akar Shlichus, the Shlichus was not undermined. Sha'amra Ela Gara Osa. Rather, he, so to speak, reduced the level, right? Shari, he omeris the Kabbalah, because she's saying it's for Kabbalah. And he says, I'm only there as a shliach hava to basically deliver the get. So in this case, it would work. Okay. Halachid gimel, habal sheshalach get l'ishto. Let's say a husband sends a gift to his wife. Ba shaliach litno la. Okay. And let's say the shliach tries to give it to her. Lo not laso. Ela amra lo bifnei edim yeli get zeh pikadon etzlech. Okay. So the shliach tries to give the get to her. She says, I don't want this. Says, I wanted this in front of Adam, and says to the shliach, you hold on to this get as a pikado. Oh, she'amrlo, she says to him, Hare at shliach l'kabbali. Oh, she says, no, you are now my shliach kabbalah. Harezu migureshes b'safek. Now, this is considered a gerushim b'safek, ad she'agia get liyata, until the get actually gets into her hand. U'mishagia get liyata, tiskar shvadai. And once the get gets into her hand, it's considered to be a vadai gerushim. Okay, okay, we'll stop here because we're going to switch to the next last part of the parak is going to deal with the second half is going to deal with the requirement for witnesses by shliach. All right, have a good day. We'll pick this up tomorrow.